Passage B. When my future in-laws decided to go to live in the south of England, my then boyfriend stayed on in the north. But he had nowhere to live, and so he went into lodgings in the next town, full stop. This town in those days was in Lancashire. Whilst the town in which we grew up was in Cheshire, full stop. Even 30 years later, he tells people that his mother deserted him, full stop. He pauses before he admits that at the time he was 30 years of age, full stop. He was not very happy in lodgings, but it took some time to convince me, when he talked about getting married, that that was what he really wanted, and not just to get out of his lodgings, full stop. In any case, we had nowhere to live, and no savings either, full stop. By chance, one day, he told a business contact that he was planning to marry, and about the problems of getting a home together, full stop. As luck would have it, this man was a local councillor, and, unlike the position in our town in Cheshire, told him that people in lodgings in that town in Lancashire were eligible to go on the housing list for certain types of properties, full stop. We duly presented ourselves at the town hall, filled in all the necessary forms, and then waited, full stop. On the very day we were married, my husband collected the keys to a brand new 2-bedroomed flat on the 10th floor of a high-rise block with a wonderful view of the Pennine Hills, full stop. After our honeymoon, we moved in and settled there and were so grateful to Jim, the councillor, for his help, full stop. The following May, Jim came up for re-election in the ward in which we were living, full stop. My husband had never voted for the party Jim represented, full stop. What should he do? Question mark. We decided that party politics were irrelevant and that we would vote for Jim, full stop. This was the only time Jim was defeated in a local election in all his political career, full stop. He was re-elected later to the council and in due time became the mayor, full stop. Later on, when the district became a metropolitan borough, he was also the first mayor of the metropolitan borough, and we always followed his political career with interest, full stop. Jim used to joke with us and ask us never again to vote for him, even if we lived in a ward in which he was standing for re-election, because he thought we had put a jinx on him, full stop.